He's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
Jalen, big show today because joining us right big, now big. On the show is the fastest man in football, Super Bowl champion, Tyreek Hill, joining us on the program.
Yes, sir. The champ is here,
thanks
baby.
Much for taking the
fastest
time.
Man in the NFL, like you said. Thanks. Thank you guys for having me.
Of course. Now, your man Chris Jones said that the Chiefs were going to win more than 5 Super Bowls. Do you feel like now you are part of a growing dynasty football team?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I definitely believe that we got arguably the best quarterback in the game right now. We got Hall of Fame coach, Hall of Fame players on defense. We got Hall of Fame players on offense. So, you know, right now it's basically all up to us. You know, I feel like we are the ones who create our own destiny. So it's up to us right now. It's all on us. Everything relies on us. So if we mess that up, it's on us. It's not on anyone else. And all we gotta do is just take it one game at a time, one season at a time, and one ring at a time, you know? And we'll get those 5 rings or more.
Oh, and you know that other squad that said, not 5, not 6, not 7, ended up with 2. So what makes this different?
I don't know. I just feel like in this situation, you know, you got a band of guys who truly love winning and love the game of football. There's no egos, there's no pride. It's just, we just want to go out and push each other and make each other better, you know, so we can win games, you know? So our mentality is always next man up. If a guy gets hurt, you know, it's next man up. So we're ready, man. Like I said, our mindset is different. And plus, we all enjoy playing the game of football. It's fun for us.
Well, so you guys are absolutely stacked.
So I'm a huge fan of Eric Bieniemy. I remember when he was at Colorado as a running back. And I saw Mahomes get his $500 million deal, and you guys have weapons all over the field. Were you surprised that he didn't get another head coaching job? And how important is it to not only have Big Red on the sideline, but ultimately have Eric replace him versus going to get another job?
You know what's crazy? I am surprised that EB did not get a head coaching job. You know, he's a tremendous OC for us. You know, he does a great job of pulling the best out of each and every last one of us, whether that's Pat, whether that's Kelsey, whether that's anyone on this team, you know, because he wants to see all of us be great. And, you know, I feel like having him and Coach Reed on the sideline is a blessing within itself, you know. Coach Reed is more of the calmer, the coach. And EB is like a whole other level of him, you know. Like, he's, like, loud. But it's a good loud, though. It's like on you, you know. And he's he's trying to get the best out of you each and every snap. So it may be a route. I go out there and, like, I just half-ass it. I run my route slow. I go to the sideline. Coach Reed may say, hey, Reed, we need a little bit more. But EB, like, he going to yell at me. Like, he going to let me know, like, come on, Reed, it's game time. Like, we in the pros now. I need something. I need something out of you or I'm going to sit you down. Like, the mindset is different. So I think it's good, you know, having EB back, you know, with us another year. Because he loves winning. And he makes each and every one of us, you know, play at high levels.
I mean, with the coaches that you have and with those players that you have on both sides of the ball, you're absolutely stacked. What teams in the AFC do you guys consider a threat? Like, the Patriots have Cam and the Ravens and the Texans. What teams in the AFC are the most threatening to your dynasty?
Well, I just feel like every team is special, you know, within itself. You know, whether that's the Ravens, whether that's the Bills, whether that's the Patriots, you know, I feel like each game next season, we're going to take it. Each game next season, we're going to approach it just like it's a Super Bowl, you know, no matter the team, you know. We just going to win. Well, we're going to try our best to win and just give max effort, you know, each and every game. So, I feel like in the NFL, you just can't single-handedly just point out a team and just say, hey, this team right here. Like, you can't do that because each and every team has great players, you know? Like, each and every team has Hall of Fame coaches, you know? So you just can't do that.
Cheetah, so the NFL, unlike the NBA, is planning on starting back, but without a bubble situation. What have you heard as it relates to the health protocols, and do you have any concerns that you guys may either have your season interrupted due to COVID-19 or may not get to the Super Bowl champion based on it?
Well, as of right now, like, I really haven't heard much, you know. I mean, I hear as much as you guys, and that's from Tom Paracello on Twitter, right? Is that his name, Tom Paracello? Did I say it right?
Yeah.
But yeah, Tom Paracello, he keeps us very updated, you know. And as far as concerns for me, you know, I just want to be able to, like, see my family as much as I can, you know, because all of my kids are young, and I want to be there when they first walk and when they first say their first words. So I at least want to be there, you know, for that, you know. But I know when it's time to work, it's time to work. Like, I gotta lock in, and I gotta get ready to go, you know, go win another championship. Now I know the NFL and the NFLPA, they gonna come to agreeance to some kind of agreement to where it is safe for the players to play, you know. So I'm not worried about that, you know, because it's a lot of smart people in this world, and my job is to basically just play football and just take care of my family and show up to the Zoom meetings that I'm invited to, you know, to just give my advice if I see it fit for like player safeties and player concerns. So
the Washington football team has just announced that they will be named the Washington football team moving forward.
Yo, I seen that. I laughed.
What do you think will happen there?
I don't really know, man. But my response to that was, when I heard it, I was like, hold on. So their team is called the Washington football team? Like, so like when I'm playing Madden, like, I need, like, who's gonna be like their mascot or whatever? You know, so I don't know, man. It's a weird situation. Like I said, I'm sure they're gonna figure it out soon. You know, like, there was even some called, like, the Washington Redcats, something like that. I seen it on Twitter, Tail Coats, I think. But yeah, they gonna figure it out, man. They got a lot of smart people over there, so they'll get it done.
Jets owner Woody Johnson is under investigation for alleged racist and sexist comments. Do you think there's a place in the NFL for an owner who makes sexist and racist comments like this?
Oh, nah. Look, I feel like, man, look, if you want to create change, you got to start from the top and then make your way to the bottom, you know? So him being the owner and making those comments, those racist and those sexist, and then those sexist comments, man, you just got to get rid of that, man, because we don't need that. Like, we already trying to create change, man, in the world, you know? And I know, man, like, we may not be able to, like, take it out of your heart, but at least we're going to take something from you that you may love, and that's football, you know? So I feel like the only way to create change, you just got to start from the top and then just start knocking them out slowly. Like, whoever, that can be whoever. That can be black, white, whatever race. It don't matter. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, we got to build for the future, like, and I feel like it starts with our kids. Like, we, like right now, I'm a role model for these kids. I got to make sure I do the right thing. You know what I'm saying? I got to be a role model. And that's basically, like, soul runner mentality, you know? Like, you got to have integrity for yourself. And that owner, he should have integrity for like, himself, too. He got to make sure he's doing the right things, because he's a, like, his players is a direct reflection of him and vice versa. You know, so.
You recently raced Terrell Owens, and there was some murmurs and discussion about him actually coming back and playing for your Kansas City offense. What would he add to the Chiefs offense?
I don't know. Like, he'll definitely add character to our team. You know, he'll definitely add that personality. Another weapon for Pat and Coach Reed to utilize, obviously. You know, so, I mean, he's definitely arguably top 4 wide receiver of all time. top three. Nah, you know what? He's top three of all time. You know? So he's definitely a weapon. Who can come in the red zone, who can come in any distance of the field and just give you that home run play. You know, so I definitely had fun meeting him and Ocho, you know. Just being around those guys, man, just made my whole day, you know. So
you are fastest man in football, but right. You really have your eyes set on the Olympics in the track and field capacity.
Yeah, man, I feel like I'm young, like I can do a lot right now. So I want to be able to utilize what God gave me. You know, I feel like if I just sit on what God gave me, just only play football, then I'm working it. You know, I can be doing so much with my life right now. You know, I can be running track. I can be racing other guys in the league. I can be doing something, you know, during the offseason. You know, football is my passion, but I also want to use my talents elsewhere too, though. So the Olympics was definitely in my looks. And a lot of people say I got to work on my form, but I play football, man. Like, I work on form when I got to work on form. I run routes for a living. I run routes. I catch touchdowns. That's what I do, man.
Well, you've certainly done a lot of that. You do use your talents in a lot of different fields, one of which is the world of fashion. Tell us about the Soul Runner clothing line.
Oh, so Soul Runner, man, it's unisex apparel. It's going to be for all ages, all sizes, and for all hearts. You know, I feel like when Soul Runner first started, you know, it was a band of brothers who came together and just tried to make their community better. You know, and just paying homage to the ones that came before them, you know. So the question that always arises about Soul Runner for Life is who's been your biggest influence? And mine has been my mom. You know, the way my mom raised me, you know, to be a man and just to just take everything head on and just take care of your family. You know, that's Soul Runner mentality to me. And just being accountable for just the things you've been through in your life. You know, so Soul Runner for Life, being accountable and paying homage to the ones that came before you. That can be Jalen, Jalen Rose, that can be just anyone. Deion Sanders, it can be anyone. It can be your parents, it can be anyone. Jesse Owens, can be anyone. So, yeah, that's the reason why it all started.
That's, you know, amazing. Congratulations on that, so, Tyreek. And go get some buckets. Thank you so much for doing this show. Up? But go get some buckets.
I got to ask him one more question before he get out of here, Jacoby. And okay. Follow me on this one. Please follow me on this one.
Okay.
When people start talking about the best wide receivers in the game, I think because you're so fast, they leave you out of that list. They say Michael Thomas. They say Julio Jones. They say DeAndre Hopkins, Odell Beckham. Am I bugging that you get left out of that conversation because you're so fast, people forget right. that you're also one of the best wide receivers in the league?
Right. Well, I just feel like the game has changed so much. You know, people are so used to having 6'3 wideouts, 6 foot wideouts, or wideouts that weigh 210 pounds, that the game has changed to where you got strong arm quarterbacks like Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Carson Wentz, who make 5'8 receivers like myself look like two number one wideouts. You know, so I'll always say, man, a smaller receiver can do anything a bigger receiver can do, but better. You know, because we're faster, we're more explosive, we can run routes better, we get in and out of our breaks better, and plus it's we can do jet sweeps, we can do everything. You know, we just basically football players, Swiss Army knives. You know, so I feel like now, like, you just can't point a guy out and say, hey, I need what. Hey, we need a 6'3 wide out, or nah, it's just right now, man, I feel like anyone can truly be a wide out. It don't matter the height, don't matter the size, you know? So that's all I got, man.
Hit that basketball floor, get some buckets. We look forward to watching you in the football.
Get buckets with that. Represent the lefties to the fullest. You see that, Jay?
I'm a lefty, too. I'm a lefty. I ain't lefty out this world, man.
Jalen Jacoby will be right back.
Jacoby, you know that. We'll be right back.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Modelo, brewed for those with a fighting spirit. Part of Happy Hour.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. It is time for the segment where Jalen decides what we discuss. It is time for
Tang. Woo! Tang!
If you want to discuss a topic, just to hit the brakes. If not, we keep it moving. We know the time and the place and the opponent of Mike Tyson's comeback
hit
exhibition fight.
Brakes!
He will be fighting September 12th in Los Angeles against Roy Jones Jr. Jalen, what do you think of this fight?
I think so much of this fight that I'll be there because these two individuals combined, I have been to more of their fights probably than any of their fans. There was a period of time where both of these guys fought and I was basically at every one. Roy Jones Jr. was so very dominant, Jacoby. He's playing basketball games sometime on the same day that he had fights. Just think about that for a second, as somebody that plays rec ball the way you do at his weight class. And we know Iron Mike Tyson, friend of the show. We'll have both of these gentlemen on to preview this. I can't wait to see these guys get in the ring.
Me too. Moving on. The Denver Nuggets did something I don't think has ever been done in the history of the NBA. The Denver Nuggets started basically five centers in the starting lineup. Look at their starting lineup right here. Everybody's huge. Look, Paul Millsap is the smallest player in the starting lineup. And Bol Bol, the debut of Bol Bol was amazing. What did you think about this young man's performance in his first scrimmage?
Well, the first thing I think is who they're playing against. Do you see who they're playing against?
The Wizards. The Washington basketball team, I'll call them.
The Washington Generals. So you can try things like this. And yeah, Jokic is a point center. He's going to initiate their offense, but we want to get more out of Bol Bol so we can try it against them. How about that?
The first thing that jumped out at me about Bol Bol was just how much he looked like his dad on a basketball floor. He looked just like his dad on a basketball floor.
Rest in Moving peace, on. New Bridgeport, Connecticut.
The Clippers got a win even without a couple key players. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Paul George and Lou Williams going to continue to be a problem. Keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Duncan Robinson, still hot from behind the arc.
Hit the brakes. Hit the brakes.
Duncan Robinson made four three-pointers, not in the game. Four three-pointers in the first quarter and said, shooters, shoot. Jalen, what do you think about the Wolverine?
I think back to yesterday when we did list on this show about people who can upset the apple cart, and the team that you chose was the Denver Nuggets, and they look really good. The team that I chose was the Miami Heat, and the players I mentioned were Butler, Adebayo, and my Michigan Wolverine, Duncan Robinson, who's a knockdown three-point shooter. They're going to be a tough out in the Eastern Conference.
They will be. Jalen, we know what food Rashawn Holmes left the bubble to pick up. Keep
hit
moving or hit the brakes.
The brakes.
He said he went out for some chicken wings. Jalen, does that change? Would you ever break the rules to get some lemon pepper chicken wings?
I'm not going to perpetuate all stereotypes as it relates to black people when it talk and profess our love for chicken and watermelon, but you guys love chicken too. And I can't front for some of his mom's wings based on her tweet is why he should be leaving the bubble. Everybody else, y'all should leave the bubble for my wings. Lemon pepper, Louisiana rub, Cajun, jerk all day.
I've had them. They're delicious. Jalen, we have video of Tom Brady going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers facility. Let's take a look at Tom. He's rolling up. This is how big of a star Tom Brady is. All he has to do is pull into his job in a car, and we put it on a national television show. He just pulled up to his job in his car, and it's the biggest story that
driving?
We got in the world. And it looked like some sort of like a suburban size vehicle, kind of like an expensive Uber. Maybe he's got a little side hustle as an Uber driver. But you know what, Tom? Wear the mask, bro. Wear the mask, Tom. Come on, Tom. Wear the mask. When we come
back, I'm going to get everybody the underrated Tom Brady trait. He's taller than you think. He's taller than you think.
He is taller than you think. He also looks like me with his shirt off. When we come back, LeBron comes back, and so will we. Stay tuned.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Modelo, brewed for those with a fighting spirit, part of Happy Hour.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, I am so excited to watch a meaningless basketball game tonight between LeBron and Luka. I've never been more excited for an exhibition game in my life. What do you expect to see tonight?
Both of these guys are all NBA, Jacoby. The Mavs have outplayed expectations all year. Luka wasn't an all-star last year, and he catapulted himself into one of the top 10 players in the entire league. LeBron James, playing point guard, leads the game in assists. And rest in peace to the late, great Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gigi, who got a chance to see these gentlemen perform up close and personal.
Jalen, we also have Major League Baseball tonight. Dr. Fauci throwing out the first pitch to kick off the season. What are you excited about this MLB season to see?
I'm excited to see Dr. Fauci because I'm pretty sure that certain people is trying not to get him in front of cameras. But anyway, shout out to my guy, Mookie. Did you see that contract? 13 years, almost $400 million. Man, I need to work on Mookie. How to actually swing my bat instead of just holding it.
Yeah, you've been carrying it around forever. You'll look out for those games tonight. Look out for us tomorrow hosting First Take on a Friday. I can't wait to clown you for 2 hours tomorrow on ESPN.
Shout to Nancy and Arm Telling. We appreciate your JRLA support. See you guys tomorrow. Levitard and Highly Questionable is next.
We always say we give the people what they want. Jalen, like I said yesterday, I cannot go backwards in time. We can only move forward. We got voicemails today. I'm so excited to hear from you. Yes. If you call 985-80-JALEN. Again, right now, pick up your phone, 985-80-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail. Ask us a question. I love this aspect of our program. We get to hear from you just like this.
Yo, Jalen and Jacoby. It's your boy, G, from D.C. I'm an educator, and I wanted to know, well, I know how I feel about going back to school in the fall, seeing as though we're about to open in less than 3 weeks. I wanted to know if the Jalen Leadership Academy is going to be opening on time or if it's already opening, and how you feel about COVID in this new school year. Keep giving the people what they want.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate the love. Jacoby, as you know, as parents and just as taxpaying citizens, we get a lot of sides of what's happening in the climate for social, political, entertainment, sports, and education because you have 3 kids in school. I have 2 kids in school, one in college, one in high school. Plus, I'm a founder of a school. So I'm looking down at my phone and I'm seeing a lot of emails from each entity. And basically what I'm seeing from the college age of how they're dealing with COVID. And I'm saying this into a microphone because I think this is how collegiate sports are going to be mirrored. I believe since students are already acknowledged that if not only the first month, possibly the first quarter is already said to potentially be remote learning. It's already been acknowledged. First month, possibly the first quarter, remote learning. My daughter goes to University of Georgia. High school, my daughter goes to private school. They have already told her the first 2 months, remote learning only. They've already let it be known. So it frustrates me as the founder of a school that I see college student, school gives options. High school, private school student, school gives options. And is direct about the approach. Will be remote. But for the public school students, we see people like our Secretary of Education and other powerful politicians in Washington, D.C. saying that they want to make sure that students are in school 5 days a week, regardless of what science says. Or they're going to take away funding. Just think about that, Jacoby. we're going to make y'all go to school, or we're going to take your money away, and you're already underfunded. As somebody that supports JRLA, somebody that's ran a marathon for JRLA, as somebody that comes to all of our golf outings, you know the difference. And I want to ask you this. As a parent, how do you feel about sending your kids back to school in the next 4 weeks?
It's complicated. I want the kids out the house. You know, remote learning is very difficult. It turns parents into teachers, and the parent-child relationship is not a teacher-child relationship. And it puts a lot of strain on the child. It's hard for the learning of the child and the children, and it's hard for the relationship between the parents. You know, when they go to a classroom, they're surrounded by their peers. There's a structure, there's a schedule, there's a routine, and they've got a teacher. A teacher is not a parent. They educate them. And big shout out to G from DC and all educators that are listening to this, or all educators that are just standing on the planet, because what you do for our children as parents is amazing, invaluable, and irreplaceable. Now, how do I feel about sending my kids back? I feel like the COVID-19 cases across the nation, we'll start macro. COVID-19 cases across the nation are increasing every day. We do not have this virus under control. Every single day, they increase. The death tolls increase. Now, specifically micro in New York City, New York City has done a very good job of fighting the coronavirus after starting slow. Everyone on the streets wearing masks, everyone's following the protocols, and the coronavirus has gone down to 1% of swabs testing positive. And those are just people that go. This isn't 1% of random selected people. These are people that go there, that feel symptoms, they're going to travel, they have a reason to test. We're down to 1% positive. So until that number gets lower, or until the cases are at such a low point that educators in the Department of Education decides, and epidemiologists decide that it's okay for kids to go back to school, then I would send them. However, right now, I would not send them. COVID-19 is still active here in this city. It's still around. 1% sounds like a small number, but guess what? You look at 100 people and say one of them has COVID. If you start putting 100 kids and one of them had COVID together in a school without social distancing, without PPE for the teachers, then I'm not comfortable with that. And in addition, what you said about funding, can't implement that. That will never happen. But one thing that I do know is it's going to cost more to educate children than it did before, with the distancing and with the teachers and the PPE and the testing. It's going to be more costly, not less costly. So you cannot take money away from people trying to educate children. You have to give more money to the establishments and humans to educate the children because of all of the testing and the protocols that need to be in place. Now, I also understand this, though. When we're starting to prioritize things and we're going through phases or whatever, I don't want to see gyms open before schools are open. I don't want to see bars open before schools are open. I think we need to prioritize what's important. Gyms, bars, restaurants, privileges, schools, education, necessities. It's that simple. If it's not essential, then it should not open before schools do. And schools, I believe, and again, I can only speak for the city and that I send my kids to public school in, is they're going to have some sort of remote learning majority with some in-person teaching, whether it's one day a week or what's 1 week a month or things like that. There's no clean, easy way to do this, but I would like to see a mix, just because from what I experienced at the end of last school year, remote learning was extremely difficult, strenuous, and was not as impactful on this family. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to gear up for a remote learning fall in which we can make the necessary adjustments so our kids get the education that they need. And one thing that I do know is it is so hard on my kids. It is so hard on my kids. My son this morning was just like, I just want to see my friends. I just want to be around my friends. You know, they don't see other kids their age. They don't have those conversations. They don't get to build relationships and have jokes and eat lunches and ride the bus, go on field trips with their friends. And it's having a real negative impact on my children's mental health. Man, wear your mask so these kids can go back to school for real. Thank you so much for the call. A couple things I want to bring up before we take our next voicemails. We're hosting First Take tomorrow, Jalen. We've done it before.
Yes, we are.
We're going to be back Friday and do it again. But I like it because I get to come at you a little bit. You know what I mean? First of all, I get a lot more time to talk. know what I mean? Because I'm not just hosting the thing. So I get to give my opinions. And it's a debate. You know, and me and you disagree on a lot of things. You know, and I can get under your skin. You know what I mean? I'm gonna make you a little uncomfortable tomorrow, Jay. I'm gonna make you a little uncomfortable. I'm glad Molly's not hosting tomorrow because I don't want to embarrass you like that in front of your wife. You know what I mean? I'm glad she's not hosting tomorrow. Big shout to Charlie, who'll be hosting.
Here's what I want to say. They probably do maybe 8 or 9 topics. I think we should plan on doing like 11 or 12 topics. Because when they start their show, each of those guys talk for like 10 straight minutes.
It's wild.
I can't front. And I'll just say this now because, you know, it's we're family. When I go on that show, it don't matter who go first. One person talks between 5 and 10 minutes. The other person talks between 5 and 10 minutes. And by the time it's up to me to speak, I don't even know what the question was. I don't even know what we're talking about.
You see on that show because they have laptops. It's because they're just surfing the internet, shopping for sneakers, you know, looking at stuff, reading blogs, refreshing Instagram. Because once you pass the mic, you ain't getting it back for 7-8 minutes.
Ain't getting it real. Back.
And like honestly, you could be like Jalen. You were like, all right, tomorrow first take. I'm going to talk about LeBron James for 7 minutes. At the end, I'm going to give you the winning lottery numbers. I don't know if I can stick around. I don't know if I could. I don't know. What are those numbers again? Like, no, you only get one chance. I'm like, oh, no. Because I don't listen to you. Usually, if you start going on and on, I'm out. I'm going to fall asleep. I'm going to take a nap.
And for anybody, obviously, Max and Stephen A are our brothers, and clearly my wife loves works on the show. Yeah, and the person that oversees that show, Dave Roberts, is the person that put Jalen and Jacoby on. So it ain't no shade. You know what it is? Just facts. It's all facts. Each show is different. And so just think about this, Jacoby. You're about to do a TV hit.
Mm-hmm.
You go on the show, they playing like the Houston Rockets. It's isolation. It's like James.
Yeah, it's iso ball.
Stephen A, you go ahead. You do yours. You harden. You go ahead. And then, boom, we're going to trade Capella. We need to open it up for Max. Okay, Max, it's your turn. And so I come in. I'm the guest. I'm like PJ Tucker. It's like
just sometimes I lose ball.
It's like get a rebound. It's like I don't remember what just got. I don't remember points that he made. I used to try to be a professional. I used to be writing down what Stephen A. was saying, try to go against him, write down what Max said, go against him. And then by the time I speak, I'm like, I can't remember any of this.
What are we talking about again? No, the best part is it's your wife that asked the original question too. Like you can't even remember your wife's original question from 15 minutes ago.
The last two times I was on there, you could Google it. Before I spoke, because I was listening to them, because I love them. So I was like, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, that's smart. Like they smart and they're great at their job. And then at some point it was time for me to talk. And I was like, what's the question again? I'm like, my bad.
You do that like once every 4 months. What was that? What are we talking about again?
But on that show, you'd
be making passionate points. It'd be like, tuna sandwiches are so good because you get the pepper in there and the mayonnaise. And what I have to do is dice up some celery.
And I'm like, Max. And then it's like, okay, Jalen. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, what'd you say? What was the question?
Also, like, you know, there's a little bit of me that's going to be like, I can just take whatever Jalen's, you know, whatever. It's like, they're like, who's the MVP? I'll just take the opposite. Just give me the opposite. I can argue anything. Yeah, like just the opposite of whatever he says. I don't care.
We're gonna have this short production call. Who do you want me to pick?
Yeah, who do you want me to pick for the championship? Oh, cool. Oh, the Wizards. All right, got you. No doubt.
You know what I'm saying?
Whatever you need. Whatever you need.
Serge Ibaka for MVP. Got it.
Sure. Hit up research. Be like, all right, Serge Ibaka per 40 minutes, 12 blocks a game. He's like, we basically Wilt Chamberlain. If you look at the advanced stats in the shot chart,
he's Bill Russell. He played 48 minutes.
Exactly. Stop being like, per 100 possessions, Serge Ibaka has a higher field goal percentage than anyone that's played basketball. Anyone with his left hand.
You know what? I got another basketball, not to create another analytic, but as somebody that studies the game and I have really powerful decision makers sometimes asking my opinion, I realized that I work with their researchers to do this that I'm about to speak into a microphone that you just reminded me of. Is I like to quantify somebody's field goal percent. I probably use that word wrong. I probably use quantify wrong. No, but I like to acknowledge. I was actually correct. I like to quantify somebody's field goal percentage when it's not uncontested layups or dunks. To me, that's your true field goal percentage.
Yeah.
So when I'm talking about a player, for example,
Capella, basically. Capella.
Clint Capella. Right? Yeah. I'm talking about Clint Capella. Somebody's gonna say to me, well, he got the highest field goal percentage in team history, even better than Hakeem Olajuwon. And I'm like, hold on, see. I'm like, so Daryl, let's talk about this. Like, wait a minute. You do realize Hakeem Olajuwon took 50% of his shots from like 15 feet.
After four pump fakes, he was double teamed. A little different than someone else getting double teamed and just throwing it up for you. Little different.
That's not the real field goal percentage. Give me the field goal percentage when they give him the ball and then he goes to create a shot and score. Hey, that's the field goal percentage I want.
Do you know and then tell me what percentage of those are after offensive rebounds? You know
correct.
What I mean? Because that's basically then you get down to nothing. You get down correct. To nothing. Oh, I'm excited for first take tomorrow, man. I really am. I'm gonna put on a tie. I'm gonna put on a tie. I'm gonna put on a tie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you wear a tie. I'll wear a blazer and a collar shirt with no tie.
Yeah.
Because we've been dressing alike the last 3 days.
Let me take everybody behind the curtain. We are doing the show remote from our homes, and the last 3 days in a row, me and Jalen dressed exactly the same. Exactly the same.
That is
3
crazy.
Days in a row. 3 days
that
in a row.
That is crazy.
Exact same.
And I today like we both were going to have on the camo shirts and I changed. I just like this 3 days in a row.
I'm never changing. Cuz I know you're gonna cuz you care more. So I don't have to. That's a game of chicken. I'm always going to win with you.
Not just a team thing. And I know you got more people in your house than I do. So I'm like it's just more maintenance for you to have to do it. In my mind at least.
It's not. The closet's right there. The closet's 4 feet from me right now. It's 4 feet from me right now. We always say we give the people what they want. Let's listen to another voicemail. Matt, what do you got?
Jalen and Jacoby. This is Morris from Sacramento. Sacramento? All right. So I manage a hotel, right? And I got a question for both of you guys. If your wife, girlfriend, significant other was working in the bubble, like bartender, front desk, whatever, working in the bubble, had to work in the bubble. Are you having a conversation with her before she goes to work when the NBA players come in? I personally, depending on, you know, married or other, she would either have to quit if we were married or we'd probably break up if she was a girlfriend. Let me know your thoughts. All right. Keep giving the people what they want.
Morris in Sacramento. I was early on this. I was early on this topic.
Yeah, you were.
Early on this one. I was like, wait a second. Because, you know, I like to chat to bartenders or whatever. Imagine if the lobby bartender is just an attractive young lady who's, you know, bartenders are always engaging to talk to. They're people. And imagine that's your girlfriend, right? That's your girlfriend. You've been together just for like 8 months, but you made it exclusive. You don't live together though, right? And she says to you, oh, Jacoby, don't worry. Please, I know how these guys are. I would never date an NBA player, these jocks. I would please, you're my man. I would never even consider that. I would never look at anybody. There's no words that she could say that would make me feel comfortable. And I'm pretty secure. Like, I used to be kind of jealous like 25 years ago. And that's just, I just don't have that in me anymore. You know, I'm just more secure and mature. But, like, I would know that she would just be getting bombarded with pickup attempts. Bombarded. and the tips. Oh, she's getting $400 tips on $8 bills. You know, like it's gotta be wild. It would be a little stressful, and she would be getting tested for COVID every day and some other stuff. I knew I was going to get you with that one. Like, what are they testing for every day? Like COVID-19. Like, can I add to that list? Like, can I talk to the doctors?
It's like, y'all in the kitchen, you're like, where you going? She's like, well, I got to get tested. He's like, you got tested yesterday. Well, it's a different test.
Different test.
So here's first and foremost what I want to say to our caller. Thank you for calling. We appreciate the love. The solution is never quit your job. That is never the solution. If 52 million people that filed for unemployment, that ain't the solution.
Morris, oh, wait, hold up. I got one. I know the solution. You get a second job, marijuana dealer. Yo, I mean.
Or Uber driver.
You could.
Or Uber driver.
I'm saying you could be the only plug in the bubble. The only plug in the bubble.
Yeah,
and those prices could be that's 10 clutch. Times what you would get outside the bubble.
Let me tell you something. Know, like,
you know how much an NBA player pay for a pre-roll right now? How much would an NBA player pay for a pre-roll? Just one pre-roll, Jalen.
Well, I'll speak for myself. Okay. If I was in a bubble, if I'm going to pay, I'll pay $250 for a haircut in a bubble. $250. I'm going to make sure the barber comes straight to my room. Not LeBron, not Kawhi's braids. Coming straight to my room. $250. First off,
I did notice everybody had a fresh cut yesterday during the games. Everybody had a fresh cut during the game.
Except for my guy. Ain't got nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Ain't got nothing else to do. But for a pre-roll, same price. $250. I'm scooping them all up. And you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna turn around and resell. Imagine how they're gonna be on the market when on the resale.
The most valuable last dance.
When MJ start ordering that pizza, I'm on the way. Boom. Yes, I got y'all. Whatever y'all need. So here's what you also do. I love Jacoby's suggestion. You can be that guy with the pre-rolls. The other thing you can do, start thinking about life without your girlfriend. NBA players, let me tell you something. They're athletic. They're rich. Handsome, and you know what else?
In shape.
They talk a good game. Talk a really good game. Yeah. Talk a really good game. So her willpower, when she got 300 different people coming at her constantly, like her willpower got to be so outstanding that she going to be your wife. If she don't know that she's going to be your wife.
You know what you got? Man. You have no chance. There's no chance she doesn't cheat on you. You just hope that she's cheating on you with someone from like the Sons of the Wizards only going to be there for a couple weeks. You know what I mean? Because if she finds somebody on like the Clippers or the Lakers or the Bucks or the Sixers, it's a problem. It's a problem. Dante DiVincenzo gets in that ear. You got a problem. You got a problem. But DeAndre Ayton, like, he ain't going to be there that long. Don't worry about it. He's going to forget about her once he leaves the bubble.
So basically, that's set up basically like an all-boys school that probably the only women that are going to be there are working. So maybe in the media or staff of the hotel, right?
The hotels have big staffs, cleaning staffs and the restaurants and, you know, the shops and the chefs and the bartenders and the, you know, delivery people and desk people. Like, hotels have hundreds of people, especially those hotels in Disney World. They got hundreds of people going in and out of there every day. But COVID is spiking down there. Like, I just talked about hundreds of people going in and out. They're going in and out of the bubble, too. So 346 players just tested negative for COVID. Every single one. Across the board. Everybody in the bubble, negative. I don't know if it's going to stay that way, Jay.
NBA,
I don't know if it's
stay that way. But the NBA, we got to give them credit. We got to get an NBA credit for how it set up its bubble. And since 80% of the season have been played, it gets you closer to a champion. That's why it's hard for me to imagine Major League Baseball and or the NFL getting towards a champion, A, without multiple interruptions. and or B, without top players being influenced health-wise?
A lot of top players going to have to take a seat. And Russell Westbrook just came back from the bubble, and he's like, yo, I had a little sniffly nose. He said, I was shocked when I tested positive for COVID-19. I had a small sniffle, a little sniffle, tested positive.
And, of course, when I saw him hug Mike D'Antoni, he don't know how to wear a mask. His mask was in his mouth, and his nose was open.
Yeah. I try to get my kids to wear it right, and I'm just like, after a while, I'm just like, y'all just, you know.
It's hot, dog. It's hot, dog. It's hot. Yeah. I have to tell you and tell everybody, listen, it's hot. You know what else? You know what else I noticed wearing a mask? I'm disappointed in the rest of the world. Anybody that I've ever come across over these 47 years, I'm disappointed in y'all. Y'all say y'all love me. Y'all my family. Y'all my friends. Y'all naming kids after me. Either it's me and my mask or y'all didn't tell me something. My breath stink.
Oh, yeah. The condensation that forms in the mask. Like, I get a full thing of sweat and just, like, humidity. Yeah. It's always, I'm in New York City. It's summer. It's hot. Like, it's just, it's hot and gross in there. I take the mask off just to air it out a little bit. It's just, in there, man.
I'm like, yo.
Another thing, let me say something about the mask. I can tell if you're attractive even if you're wearing a mask. I can tell.
No doubt.
I can tell.
No
question. I can tell if you're attractive, mask or no mask. I can see.
And in shape.
I can see straight through the mask.
Ladies and fellas, don't think because you're wearing a mask we can tell that you is or not in shape either. That don't cover that up. That's only for your face. Shout to Meg Thee Stallion. We got to get her on the show. Get well soon. She's dealing with some things. As it relates to being shot in the foot, I saw the video footage. It was horrifying to me. Also, shout to DMX and Snoop. I can't act like I wasn't watching the Versus battle and felt good that they was able to reach out and was like, yo, Swiss, yo, Snoop, hitting the kid up from Jalen and Jacoby. Like, yo, that was a good call right there. I started sending them some more. Usher, Chris Brown. Fat Joe, E-40. I'm just trying to come up with more. Busta Rhymes and 50 Cent. We need more.
I love it. Snoop's energy, man. Snoop's energy. He's the best. He's just the whole entire world's uncle. And he never stopped making hits. He never went away and came back. Never retired and unretired. He's going to be making hits when he's 70. I can't wait.
He told me he got that caffeine grade. That's why he was excited and dancing.
I have no idea what that means.
Caffeine grade gets you excited, gets you the same thing people get from coffee, caffeine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you must be talking about the use of illegal substances because I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, he said he had caffeine grade.
Big shout to Snoop. He was entertaining. And DMX, they both have so many.
DMX is hilarious. He is so funny. How about he said, I will take off my shirt, but we'll look like the number 10. That was funny.
I feel you, DMX. I used to be excited to take my shirt off. I was in shape. You know what I mean?
No, there was times when we both was the zero. So we was fighting for the zero more than we was fighting for the one.
I went to the beach.
We
on
were
Saturday.
Kevin Duckworth. Rest in peace. We were double zero.
This is when you know. This is when you know that you're not. You don't have it anymore. I went to the beach, and I was, you know, got tan, got a lot of sun, and then I was in the bathroom in front of the mirror, and I don't know. I put my hands up for some reason, and I had tan lines underneath my titties, like little tan lines underneath my titties where the sun.
Like, didn't get I got tan right. I didn't get tan right here, huh?
I had tan, like, yo. What happened to me?
Age, dog. Age. It don't come off like it used to.
Washed. I got kids.
It don't come off like it used to. When you start to get 40, working out, if you want to stay in shape, is a lifestyle, like breathing. It ain't something like once a week or twice a week. No. Like, you got to eat. You got to train. You got to do. It's a whole lifestyle.
It is a lifestyle. Another thing that really bothers me about that is, like, you can work out. I work out literally. I do 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, and run about 3.5 miles 5 days a week, maybe 6. But if you eat pizza, which I'm going to do tonight, and if you drink beer, which I'm going to do tonight, you're not going to shake. Life. You're going to have tan line titties, life. Man. You know what?
Live your life, though.
We'll be on First Take tomorrow. We'll be back on Jalen and Jacoby on Monday. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done.